So we come to the end of Parakei of Hilchos Tshuva with a celebrated passage in the Rambam, one that drew the Ravid's ire, and we'll certainly talk about the Ravid tomorrow, we'll talk about the Ralbag tomorrow, but let's talk about the Rambam. The Rambam wants to know, of course, about how we can reconcile unmitigated Bechira Chavshis, that is to say, complete free will, with the idea of divine foreknowledge and divine, you know, omniscience, the idea that divine knowledge is unerring. So Shema Tomar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Kol Ma Shiyah V'Kodem Shiyah Yeda Shezei Yatzadik O Rasho Lo Yeda Im Yada Shui Yatzadik Yafshur Shalo Yatzadik Im Tomar Sheyada Shui Yatzadik V'Efshur Shiyah Rasho Re Lo Yada Hadavar Al Burio. So it's impossible to say that God's knowledge or his foreknowledge has failed. It's impossible to say. We don't have Bechira Chavshis. So Dash Chuba Shayla Zara Rukamera Tmida Rahavina Yam, Vikame carrying Dolin Bahari and Brahmin Tuluyimba, Avotsarachatalid Lahavin Bidavar Zesh Shani Omer. The Rambam says it's really beyond their scope, but you have to understand this. Kvar Biarnu Perkshen Vilchusid the Dora, Shikadish Barcho Enu Yodea Midea Shi Chutzmimenu Kivneyadam Shi Vidaitam Shnayim, Elohu Yisala Shmo Vidaito Echad, Vein Daito Shal Adam. Again, the Rambam had all kinds of references to Da'as throughout the Perek, right? Hu Me'atzmo B'da'ato Machshavaso. Yesterday we talked about, you know, B'da'as Shechinino Hakel, but that's still fundamentally different than the Da'as Hakel B'atzmo. Elohu Yisal Hashmo V'dayto Echad, V'in Dayto Shal Adam Yichol Ahasik, Dabar Zal Burio, K'shem Shein Koach B'adam Ahasik, Amitza Amitas Habore, Shenemar, Kilo Yirani Ha'adam V'chai, K'achin Koach B'adam Ahasik, Amitza Dayto Shal Bore. Hushanavi Amar, Kilo Machsho Sai Machsho Sechem, Velo Darchechem Dirachai. So the Rambam is setting up a syllogism, Dehainu, Lo Yirani Ha'adam Vachai. People cannot understand God, A. B. God is synonymous with his Deya, with his knowledge, that's B. And C, right, therefore, if people cannot understand God, they cannot understand God's knowledge, okay? So the point in the Rambam is that we cannot understand exactly the way that God knows things. So to ask a question which is predicated on imposing a human standard of knowledge, that is to say, if I knew something in advance with certitude, that means that it would have to happen. That means, in some sense, all of the variables, all of the players, all of the multivalent factors that went in to that event occurring or not, you know, would be subject, you know, to my control. So Hashem doesn't work by those standards. Okay, so that's the basic claim of the Rambam, even though he alludes to the fact that the truth of the matter is that, you know, things are really much more complex than that. V'kevan shekein hu ein banu koach leida heach yada kadosh baruch hu kol abruim v'amasim aval neida blo safek. So we can understand the element of this question, which is predicated on divine foreknowledge, that is beyond our understanding. But what we do understand and what we must understand is the concept of Bechira Chavshis. V'lo mipnei kabbalas adas bilvad no dedavar zeh, ela b'rayos b'ruos midivrei ha-chachma. It's all based on very clear indications. V'nei zeh ne'amar b'nevua shedanin es ha'adam ha-masav, Kifimasa vim tovim ra vezoa ikar shekol divrei hanavim tuliyim ba. So a little bit of a hayara to finish this parak in the Rambam. The Rambam spoke before about the ikar hagadol shekol talebo with respect to that ikar hagadol, of course, being Talmud Torah. The ikar hagadol shekol talebo in Hilchos Kriyat Shema being Talmud Torah. Here in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam spoke about ikar hagadol amud haTorah v'mitzvah, which is bechira chavshis. Now the Rambam comes, you know, back to this topic. The Rambam comes back to this idea of this is the foundation. So again, if the Rambam has to choose, so to speak, in terms of his presentation, he's going to very much err on the side of presenting unmitigated Bechira Chavshis, as opposed to, right, you know, what we're going to talk about tomorrow, you know, sacrificing, let's say, one on the altar of the other. He doesn't in any sense compromise the notion of divine foreknowledge, and doesn't ever compromise the notion of perfect divine foreknowledge. So the Rambam is sticking to his guns, says both are absolutely true. We can't fully grasp it. This is going to draw the Ravid's, you know, ire. But the point is that the Rambam says, you know, Bechira Chavshis remains the Ikar HaGadol, Shehakol, you know, Taloi Bo, in that sense, the Amud HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, you know, as we've pointed out. So that's the end of the Rambam. We'll come back to the Ravid tomorrow with his, you know, polemic against this, and then we'll, you know, be able to discuss some other approaches, particularly that of the Ralbag.